bill before the Philadelphia City Council would let restaurants in several neighborhoods set up sidewalk dining quickly without needing to go through a lengthy application process. The proposal aims to boost city restaurants and make them more appealing ahead of next year's celebrations of the nation's 250th anniversary and the World Cup. Those events are expected to draw 500,000 tourists to the city in 2026. Supporters of the measure include Zachary Pizik of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association.
If we get it right, people come back and they spend their money here in Philadelphia. If we don't, then they won't. Where they eat, and particularly how they eat, is critical to the stories that they tell when they return home and the memories that they make here in Philadelphia.
A council committee endorsed the bill Tuesday, and the full council is expected to take it up early next year. Well, for the second consecutive year, property taxes could rise for Delaware County homeowners. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Delaware County just mapped out its 2026 operating budget. In order to combat a structural deficit, Delaware County wants to raise taxes by 19%. Executive Director Barbara O'Malley broke it down to County Council on Wednesday night.
We do not take this lightly or do this lightly at all, but it is required to address the structural deficit that we have and to make sure that we are able to pay and provide the services that our residents are entitled to and that we as a county are mandated to provide.
The average homeowner in Delaware County would see their annual tax bill rise $188. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Temperatures are already starting to fall on this Thursday afternoon. Currently in Center City, 38 degrees, 37 in Glen Mills, 42 at Cape May, Princeton at 38. For Philadelphia, we are only going to see the mercury head south. Overnight, we get down into the low 20s. And looking ahead to tomorrow, expecting gray skies and a high of just freezing as we close out this week.